Stout, brand manager of Gay.com, is here to talk about the new Gay.com and his spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Brett.
Well, hello, Charlotte. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about the new Gay.com.
Redesigning Gay.com is kind of an undertaking. You know, everyone's going to look at you. It's a little bit like going into Stonewall and saying you're going to redecorate. But when I looked into updating Gay.com, I really wanted to consider what the function of Gay.com would and should be. So for me, the answer was somewhere between what white room sites like Facebook and Match.com and black room sites were that are more about just like a quick meetup. I designed it around the concept of like a digital town square or a digital kind of meeting space that's optimized for meeting people that you don't know, but at the same time making friends and forming a sense of community, which is a space that exists between what Facebook is and what some of the other quick meetup sites are.
How did you get involved with Gay.com?
Well, I mean, I started working for the company 3 years ago. I started working for Hear Media, but I've been logged on to Gay.com for a long time. When I was in the Marine Corps, it was really the only place I had to turn to. I served in the Marines from 1997 to 2002, which is under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which I'm sure your listeners are familiar with. And I really didn't know where else to express myself. I didn't have any sense of community. I didn't have any friends. I was all alone. And it was a place that I found to not be alone, to save my life in some way.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
I kind of think that I've always been working for gay rights. Most recently, I did a lot of work around Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and I also did a lot of coverage of the situation for gays and lesbians in Russia. I wrote a large expose for The Advocate last year called Russia's Closet, which really highlights exactly how Russia has come to the point that it's at right now, and where those origins and roots of that anti-gay movement are in that country. And the reality is, just like Uganda, the roots are here in the United States.
What would you like to see the Obama administration accomplish for our LGBT community in the next 4 years?
You know, I get accused sometimes of being just a blind supporter of Obama, but I'm not a blind supporter of anybody. You know, I was a Russian linguist in Marine Corps intelligence, and I like to look at the facts of what I'm really looking at. And the fact is that no president has done so much, really. I mean, people criticize them for not doing more, but no one comes close to how much Obama has already done. But if I could pinpoint one thing that I wish that he would get behind in a stronger way, that would be EMDA. So we now have the right to serve in the military, and we have won the battle for Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Let's go ahead and extend that right to all people who have a job, all people who have professions, not just the military profession.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than the heterosexual peers, and we still have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
Well, it's not only teens. Veterans are also an extremely high-risk group, and gay service members are also a very high-risk group. So to say that I empathize is an understatement. As I mentioned earlier, when I came out to myself, I was 19 years old and in the middle of the Marine Corps, and I had to live through moments where I didn't know if my brothers and sisters were going to kill me because I was scared and I didn't know what to do. But I think if you're going to ask if I have any advice, I would say, you know, to, you know, pull a word from Harvey Milk. You know, Harvey Milk died almost exactly 48 hours after I was born. I would say hold on to hope and know that you are strong, know that the fight you're in is an endurance sport, and that you will prevail. And please try to reach out to find someone else to be in your corner fighting that fight with you.
How can people get information about Gay.com?
Well, that's kind of the easiest thing, I think. www.gay.com. We're branded right by our URL. We're the biggest destination online for primary URL online for the gay community. So just go on and check us out.
What new projects are you working on at Gay.com?
Well, I can't say everything that we're going to be rolling out here, but we do have a lot of new features coming. One of the benefits of the way we have redesigned the site is that we don't have to, when we want to do an update, take the whole site down for a day and then bring it back up. We can do incremental, small updates to the site to keep bringing new features into the site. It's a much more organic, growing website than it ever was before. And I can tell you, though, that we do have upcoming very soon video chat, video messaging. Our mobile apps for Windows and iPhone and Android are all coming out. And, of course, we also have our multi-user chat, which will also soon be released. So we've got a lot of new features coming out, and they'll just keep coming out.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get through difficult times?
As a Marine, I am, I'm not short of quotes or mantras for just about anything. We kind of institutionalize quotes into our everyday lexicon. But, you know, I think I have to buck the trend of being this big kind of muscular Marine and go with something a little bit different. I've always thought it's the biggest tragedy that people don't know everything about Coco Chanel. I'm a really, really big fan of Coco Chanel and the things that she did and had to say. She was the most successful self-made woman in the history of business. She was born an orphan and died with a wealth of over $4 billion. And she had some amazing contributions to our culture. And some of those are some of the things that she said. And one of the things that she said that I will never shake from my brain is, in order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. And I think that you need to understand